It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now more of Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Pitch is swung on and missed. He got him with a slider. Inning over, 11 strikeouts in 15 at-bats to begin the season for Raffy Devers.
Make it 12 and 16. Just an awful,
yikes,
historically bad weekend for Rafael Devers. And might I add,
just the dongs and strikeout draft?
Yeah, K-draft. He's going to strike out the most.
K-draft, your team would be in good shape, Nick. No doubt about it.
A lot of K's.
It's a lot of K's.
He's got a chance for more K's today. Back in the lineup.
Yes.
Your DH batting second today against a lefty for the O's.
Yeah, and I would say beyond just Devers, who's the face of it, I mean, the Red Sox had a terrible weekend as well. You start out by winning the opener. You're feeling good about it, and then you drop three straight. The bats do nothing. All the teams we thought that sucked into the division, they're all ahead of you. You're already in last place. Yeah. Now, it's one series. This all agree. Big picture is it's one weekend, it's one series. You played Texas. Not everybody plays a potential playoff team, division winner, team that won the World Series 2 years ago. So I get all that. I don't want to overreact too much, but the crummy division, you're already in last place in the crummy division.
Oh,
you dropped three straight, and Devers is the face of it. And I think if it's too early to sound the panic alarm for the team, and it's too early to sound the panic alarm for Cassis, Bregman, some of the starting pitching.
Yeah, Crochet.
I'll agree with all of that.
Right.
It's not too early to sound the panic alarm for Devers. I was ready to do it after one game.
Yeah.
And it only got worse.
No, it's gotten worse. And now it's just, you know, piling up on top of itself. And, you know, you're right to point out the spring and how that's played out compared to some of those other guys. Because the nature of baseball, it is such a marathon of a season. But also, we're not going to wait 4 months to talk about how he's doing. We have to talk about how it looks. And then when you go back to, you know, has there been any positivity surrounding Rafael Devers over the last month? And I'm not talking about, like, you know, minor or spring training at bats and things like that, but just the games he was available for, the games he was not available for, the whole thing about him, like, stamping his feet about not wanting to be the DH. Now he is the DH and he's going up there, and it's not even hyperbole. This is the worst start for a hitter in Major League history. Think about that. There's been like a billion guys to start the major. Like,
been a lot of hitters.
All the seasons, all the hitters, 12 strikeouts in 16 at-bats, and just brutal at-bats, right? Strikeout after strikeout, or, you know, not being able to move a runner over. No, like, stingers to the outfield where it's all real buzzard's luck. Like, no. He has had non-competitive at-bats from the opening day all the way through Sunday.
And Cassis is getting a day off.
Yeah.
But he's right back. Devers is right back in there, batting second in there again, which honestly, I would do with him.
He's the DH. The DH should, like, how many days off does the DH need?
If anything, I'm not giving him a day off. Not yet.
No.
I mean, if anything, you talk about dropping him in the order a little bit, but I wouldn't drop him too far, so I don't even know what the value in that would be. Yeah, he's out there. I'm not giving him mental days off 5 games into the year because mentally he's not right. That's on him. Him not mentally being right is on him. So the timeline, and you can jump in, 617-779-7937. The timeline is he shows up to camp. He seems, happy enough early on when pitchers and catchers, before they even report.
Right.
Then they sign Bregman. They announce that. He leaves camp. He shows back up. He talks to the media. Yeah. He's pissy. He says third base is his position.
Sure is.
Then he's supposed to get on the field. He doesn't. They back up the timeline. Then he's supposed to get on the field again. He doesn't. They back up the timeline. Then he's supposed to get on the field again. He finally does. He doesn't make the trip to Mexico. He's fat and out of shape on top of it. Fatter and more out of shape than he's ever been. And he can't make any contact. He strikes out every time he's up there. And he looks lost and inside his own head.
You're going to have problems, just like everything else. But stay positive and stay strong.
Other than that, I'd say it was a good start for Rafael Devers.
Holy smokes. All right, so if you're Cora now, is the plan, you just got to roll him out there, right?
Yes.
I think you have to.
Yes.
He has to figure it out. He has to be the one that kind of snaps out of it. So I like that on Friday, Cora made it very clear that, all right, Bregman's not going to play 162 games at third, but we're not going to yo-yo Devers. He's mad about it, but this is what he is. He is the DH. He even said that point blank. Devers is the DH. So he has to figure it out. Also, in baseball, if you have a slump like this, like there'll be guys, I don't know about 12 Ks, over 16, 12 Ks, but there'll be something like that for a lot of guys in the middle of the season. And it gets a little bit lost because they go from hitting 275 to 265.
Yeah, and it's a bad series where you strike out a bunch and you get lost. Yeah.
To start the year like this, it is pretty brutal. But there's only one way out of it. You're going to have to figure it out. You're going to have to hit.
Again, it's magnified. Of course, it's magnified because it's early, but he also put the microscope right on himself.
Oh,
like
he did.
He put it squarely on himself. And we said this earlier, and I would agree with something that I think it was Curtis said this morning. Maybe it was Greg. Like, get this straightened out in this Orioles series, because if you don't, the crowd, when we're at the Cask on Friday, and a little after that, the game gets started, and it's the home opener, and he goes down on 3 pitches in his first at bat.
C could be angry, my friend.
With, like, Duran on base.
Yeah.
They're going to turn on you. They're not giving you a long leash, and they shouldn't. Because you started this, Rafael Devers. If you came in and you're like, I'm the DH, no problem. Great that we have Alex Bregman. I'm on board with it. You showed up. You started working. No one would have an issue. But you did none of those things. And so you get no benefit of the doubt when you start like crap.
No, it's pretty terrible.
Do you put any of it on anybody else besides him? Like, this is Wiggy's thing this morning.
Cora needed to
force him out there and get him out there earlier.
No.
Cora treated him with the kid gloves too much.
No, I mean, I think, with the exception of maybe football coach, the other three coaches, like, they could do their best and they can help a little bit. They can also hurt, right? Like, if in the case of Gerard Mayo, like, that kind of hurt the team. But no, it's got to be on the player, especially when a superstar player, an already established player, I feel like is very different. I feel like Alex Cora, maybe what you get or don't get out of Christian Campbell or Willier Abreu or whenever we see Marcelo Meyer, I might put that a little bit more on Cora. That's sort of how you get that guy. Devers is established. Devers has a track record. He's a multi-time All-Star. He has his big contract, so it's not even that weighing over his head. It's like, hey, I need to be a third baseman so I can get $300 million. Nope. That ship has sailed. You have your $300 million. They're just moving you to DH. So, like I said earlier, if he feels like he was really lied to, I kind of look the other way on him pouting and kind of making a scene at the press conference.
But that's for like a day. You're
yes,
saying,
oh,
I'll give you
it.
Like a day to stamp your
you're
feet
good,
and make your point. And you're even giving him leeway on that. But that's like 24 to 48 hours. That's not
that was weeks ago.
That's not 6 weeks.
No, that was weeks ago. And that's why now you're the one that has to go out there and hit. Go out there and hit. And then if you're still pissed in the back of your mind, maybe that's where you get into like in other sports, you know, I want to be traded or whatever. But who's going to trade for like the 0-for-16 guy? Like, you need to go out and hit. So that part of it is all on him. Like, I don't know how you could possibly. What was Cora supposed to do? Just let him play third? Is that what they're advocating for?
No, I think Wiggy's point was once Devers wanted to keep moving his first day back. What's the word I'm looking for? His debut date in spring back when he was like, I'm going to be out there, but actually I'm not comfortable. Let's move it back a week. Cora should have Cora should have kind of forced him out there a little earlier on that front. Was Wiggy's point.
I mean, I just wonder if
he also could have forced him to play in Mexico was the other point that I...
Well, I guess he could have, but that was one where if his shoulder's really, like, slightly nagging, they also held Trevor Story out.
Yep.
And it was because, his back's kind of barking at him. And those are two... Like, I didn't freak out about that. It was two games. I think it was great to showcase the younger guys. I also didn't freak out about the Mexico thing. It was a great thing for Marcelo Meyer. He loved going down there and playing. So those two definitely could have just taken the break and get ready for the season. Shouldn't you be able to trust the veteran guy to know what his body needs and, like, you know, the timing that he needs and all that stuff to be ready to go for the season?
I had a way bigger issue with him tapping out multiple times and moving his start date back than skipping out on Mexico. I really didn't have much of an issue with him skipping out on Mexico.
So this text I agree with. I sure am glad the Red Sox chose this guy over Mookie Betts. So this isn't Devers' fault, but I think a lot of fans are like me that you're like, all right, the 2018 Red Sox, win the World Series, were loaded with young guys. You probably weren't going to be able to re-sign all of them to these massive deals. And you knew they were all coming up at a certain amount of time. And Xander Bogaerts, nobody wanted to give him the deal that he ended up getting with the Padres. But everybody wanted, if you got to him earlier, maybe you lock him up. And he's more of a face of the franchise type of guy. He's more of an accountable player than Devers is. Mookie Betts is one of the five best players in baseball the time you had him and the time since.
And he's arguably gotten better since he left.
So that's what I think is working against Devers a little bit, honestly. And you're like, Mookie Betts is winning MVPs and World Series with the Dodgers.
Walk-off home run on whatever it was Saturday, yeah.
And is, like, incredibly likable. And you sunk $300-plus million into this guy? That sucks.
Look, if you're telling me Betts or Devers, mistake,
it's not even close.
Obviously.
Yeah, it's not even close.
I always was on the side of Devers over Bogaerts. I get fans were upset about that. I do think they made the right call there.
Well,
but
I agree. The baseball player is better. And, like, I don't think many people are screaming for Bogaerts now, especially because he moved off a shortstop and he kind of stinks now.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that
not as stinky as Devers this weekend.
No,
does kind of stink.
But take a look at what Bogaerts did last year. Like, he really kind of fell off a cliff. He got his money and good for him. But as far as, you know, if you're looking for somebody to really be, like, a team captain, like, if you get into that part of it, not just, like, what their batting stats are, Bogaerts is better at that. But, no, they were better off with Devers, but they were sort of forced into it because they got shamed by not signing Betts, not signing Bogaerts. They're like, we can't let everybody go from that 2018 team. So then they ended up...
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-based insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Signing Devers, and like, look how that's gone.
617-779-7937. Devers in the lineup today at DH. Let me play you a few clips here from over the weekend. One you referenced earlier, Keith. This is Alex Cora asked if Devers will get any time at third base this season.
If you want to give Bregman a day, Will you go with Rafi there? Or
Rafi's DH. Rafi's going to DH.
What goes into that?
Just trying to keep the routine the same? No. I mean, he's our DH. I mean, you got to think about it. And I lived through it in the WBC 2017. I still remember we asked Carlos to play third base. And there was an off day for Francisco. And Edwin Rodriguez, who was the manager, like, hey, you want to tell Carlos he's playing short? I'm like, no, you do it. You're the manager. And Edwin asked Carlos, hey, for tomorrow, you want to play short? He's like, no, I'm the third baseman. So Rafi, we had a conversation. We talked about it. He's DHing. He's the DH of the Boston Red Sox.
So, Romy and maybe Hamilton at the backup there?
We got Romy. Yeah, we got guys that can play third.
Okay. So like, oh, we got Romy. We got other guys who can play third. Great. So on the one hand, yeah. I don't need Devers at third base either. I don't want to watch him there. But would it help the team if Devers would play some third base if Bregman needs a day or Cass is out of the lineup?
No.
Maybe you try him at first base.
No.
It would help the team. You don't think so?
No. Was he talking about Carlos Correa, by the way?
Yes. WBC, it was Francisco Lindor and Carlos Correa.
Yeah.
And
oh,
Correa's
yeah.
like,
short, kind of
once you move me off short, F you. Yeah. I'm the third baseman. I'm not moving back to short for a day to help the team. And so
let me ask you this. Would you ever, from 03 to, you know, 15 or whatever, would you have put David Ortiz at first base?
They did. Interleague play. They did.
Oh, they had to in interleague play. Well, they wanted his bat
or else you were going
to, Yeah, but that's not the case now. Like, Devers can just be the DH. If Ortiz could be the DH, they never would have played him at first.
If I wanted some flexibility, like, Christian Campbell was playing some left field.
Yeah.
You know, Alex Bregman, I think, would have played some second base for the team. So I'm just saying, I don't really care that Devers isn't at third base. He's a terrible third baseman. But what would be better for the team is when Bregman needs a day, Devers rolls out there at third base. That would be better for the team than Romy Gonzalez.
So I disagree. I would just have it, because then, I guess, who's your DH from, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then, so do you still have Yoshida?
I mean, maybe. And not that I'm itching to get Yoshida in the lineup either.
That part's tough. No, but I think Devers, I like this better because it's a clear message where we're not, because now he gets like a taste of third base and then he might pout again. Like, well, you're letting me play third now. How come I can't play third all the time? And then just get into his groove. He's got to figure out a rhythm of not taking the field. So don't do that every once in a while. You are the DH. That's all you're going to do. Treat it like Ortiz, because Ortiz never would have played first base if it wasn't for the World Series or interleague play and the rule changes. And Ortiz at first is probably similar to Devers at third at this point of their careers.
Wasn't good at it.
No, but they're also, you know, last year Cora got into a thing where he had to keep telling people over and over again that Yoshida was their DH because they moved him off of left field. They also didn't want to put him in left, but his bat wasn't good enough to warrant being in there every day. So when a guy would come off the IL, like Tyler O'Neill or Devers or somebody, they would let them DH, and then Yoshida was just out, and then Cora would be asked again. He's like, no, Yoshida is the guy, but this guy needs to get in.
We had to get another guy.
Whereas now it's like, if you put Devers as your DH, and assuming he can turn around a little bit and start hitting, there's no reason to have anybody else DH over him. And then you have to figure out the fielding. You have to figure it out. I don't know who he's like Romy and other guys. Like, he doesn't really have a backup third baseman, but that's
not
fine.
This is not a hill to die on. Like, I don't want to see Devers at third, but being flexible for the team would help the team. That's all I would say. And it sounds like Devers doesn't want to help the team. This is way down the list of complaints of mine.
Got it.
But Cora answered it pretty definitively. He's the DH. Devers also was asked about this on Friday. This is after only two games, Keith.
Oh, boy.
Like, he still has two more terrible games that he didn't even know were coming yet. This is after two games he's asked about this. This is a quick exchange. You'll hear the translator in there. But here's Devers on Friday.
Is it too much time to think you're not playing third base?
No. Ya eso pasó. Eso fue algo que pasó en pin training. Ustedes siguen con la misma pregunta. Ya eso, ya empezó la temporada y creo que ya eso es pasado. Ya ustedes ven dónde estoy jugando y ya vamos a cambiar el tema porque tienen que buscar otro tipo de contenido.
Yeah, no, I think that's in the past. That was a spring training. Right now we're in the season. I'm a DH, and I feel like you guys need to change the subject because that is over, and I'm the DH.
You guys need to change the subject.
The question was, do you feel like there's too much time in between at bats? And I think that's a fair question to anybody who hasn't DH, whether they've pitched a fit about it or not. Like, I'm trying to think of like a fielder who used to always be in the field. I mean, hell, like, didn't Frank Thomas eventually made that transition? Played first base forever. Then they're like, all right, you're the DH now, Frank. Hey, Big Heart, you're the DH. Did he cry about it? No, he went out there and still smashed bombs. That's what Frank Thomas does. He didn't cry and then go 0 for 16 with 12 Ks, did he?
I think you guys need to change the subject. Classic.
This guy's a mess.
You're the one who cried about this. Yeah. You're the one who made it an issue.
More?
Now you want us to change the subject? No, Rafi. When you cried on the picnic tables way back when, you made it a season-long drama. And if you didn't get that at the time, that's not on us. That's on you.
More likable right now, Rafael Devers or Jeremy Swayman?
Ooh.
You got to pick one.
Right this second, right Swayman.
Really?
Yeah. Right this second.
Yeah, I guess.
Who's
more likable? Who's easier to defend? Devers or Swayman?
Again, right?
Swayman's ruined the entire season for the Bruins.
Well, Devers ruined the whole season to this point. It's only four games.
Thus far.
Devers can fix it.
Yeah.
In fact, I would wager on Devers fixing it at some point. Swayman has no chance to fix it anymore.
It's funny. Like, both guys got big contracts. They should be set. Yeah. They shouldn't be as annoying as they are.
Maybe I answered that too confidently, but right now it's so bad with Devers.
Yeah,
Devers.
We are in the moment right now.
Go ahead.
The Bruins season ended 2 months ago, right? Oh, that what? They're still playing?
Go ahead and answer that. 617-779-7937. Who's more unlikable, Devers or Swayman? Eddie's in the car. Go ahead, Eddie.
I don't know. Right now, it might be Devers. You know, I was talking to your guy that answered the phone, and I told him, I said, Devers can't stay here forever if he's not going to produce. He goes, oh, who's going to pay him? What are they going to do with
him? Who was this? Was this Billy or David? Who was it? David? Got it. Okay. Yeah.
Well, here's the deal.
Hopefully we're rolling on that.
Let's just say he bats 150 this year, and let's say he just keeps going out there, and he strikes out 75% of the time.
What?
He quit on this team. He quit, and if he doesn't change his attitude and he plays that bad, I'm telling you, at some point, you do away with them, and you get rid of them, and you eat the $9 million.
If he's hitting 150 and striking out 75% of the time, you trade him away, I agree.
He's the worst baseball player of all time.
I would agree.
He has a .278 career batting average.
Yeah.
He's not going to hit 150.
No, but
he's going to have to get hot. Now, he is.
Could he hit 250 and have a terrible year?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he has a – he can get pretty streaky. I mean, not to the degree of Friday's guest, Jackie Bradley Jr., the king of the streaks. He's like a John Starks-like. Friend of the show.
Yeah.
But there were times last year, I remember doing the pregame being like, Devers doesn't have a lot of home runs. And then he went on like a week tear where he like shot up the leaderboard. And like, okay, there he goes. Like, he's back. So, like, it doesn't look like there's a chance of it right now the way you're watching, but it is baseball. He is kind of due for like a crazy kind of series, although he hasn't shown any signs of it, but that's baseball.
There's no chance he's this bad. Like, no one's this bad.
If you're doing
Davis was.
Say it again.
Crush Davis was.
He wasn't this bad. He didn't bat zero.
He was 0 for like 50 something, wasn't he?
True.
I don't know if he batted zero, but it wasn't far off.
Nobody's this bad, but he like could. I don't rule out it's a lost season for Devers at all.
In 128 games,
yeah.
Crush Davis in 2018 hit .168.
How many hits was that on the year?
He had 79 hits.
Ooh.
He had 16 bombs, and he was making a ton of money.
In 2018, he set an MLB record for the most consecutive at-bats by a position player without a hit, going 0-54.
Nice. Devers
broke it up against the Red Sox. I remember he hit a double against the Red Sox.
Devers is on his way.
Oh, they broke the streak, right?
Nice.
0-54.
All right, does Devers get there?
0-16 and counting. Tune in today, 2:35, first pitch here at WEEI.
He's almost a third of the way there.
Wow.
Joe is in Lowell. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Jones, I disagree with you with Platoon and Raffy at third base when Bregman needs a break. I mean, he goes in there and boots a couple balls. Coral looks like an idiot, and he just proves how bad he is. But on the other hand, I also want to say, finally, Keith has a little bit of moment of reason for over the last 4 or 5 hours I've been listening. It's baseball. He's going to get hot.
Okay.
He's a good player.
Okay, but not
why is everybody so quick to jump on the bandwagon and kick this guy in the nuts?
Okay, because he started crying about it months ago. What do you mean?
No, I mean
people that talk about this like it's four games are insane. It's not four games.
This has been
going on for months with Devers.
Yeah, but you can still criticize what's going on and rip the player and then also realize he's not going to go 0 for the season
it's
with no
baseball.
Hits.
Chris Davis is a good player. He's going to get hot. It's baseball. Like, you can do that with a million guys. Guys, sometimes they have bad years. Sometimes you can see this coming a mile away with Devers. A mile away.
Son of a gun.
Now, maybe he will get hot.
Maybe.
But in the meantime, it is not just four games.
Maybe not.
Is there anybody else concerning you beyond Devers?
Casas is off to a slow start. He's not in there today.
Casas is already getting benched is interesting.
I don't know if he's benched. I think they wanted to get Ref Snyder in against a lefty. No, I know. It's not great. For a guy that Breslow says can hit 40 home runs and 110 RBI, you shouldn't be a platoon player.
Cora, but I was wondering last week if Cora's already got some Cassis fatigue. This might be evidence.
Well, I mean, if you're looking at the lineup, anybody besides Willier, Abreu, and Christian Campbell, you'd be worried about.
Willier's not in today, too, because it's a lefty. He's your hottest hitter.
Dude, it's hitting 700. They're taking him out of the lineup.
Yeah. Against a lefty, I get it. But maybe you let him go with how hot he's been. Maybe you just let him go since you need it.
Cora, he has some weird substitution patterns. I feel like there was a ton of times over the years where a guy would smack a dinger and then sit the next day. And you're like, well, are you going to ride that a little bit? You're like, no.
No.
Like, he has his plan, I guess, on when guys are in and when guys are out.
617-779-7937. How concerned are you about Devers? Anybody else you're concerned about? And on top of it, great debut weekend for Christian Campbell to the point where the Red Sox are already talking extension with one of their young, hopeful superstars. I will get to that with all your feedback right after Trending with Billy Laney.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.